Another beautiful spring day in progress across interior New York and New England, with wall-to-wall sunshine, a nice blue sky, and mild to warm temperatures. Readings will continue to climb and settle into afternoon highs in the lower to middle 70s as high pressure dominates from eastern parts of New England into the Canadian Maritimes. For tonight, skies will remain clear with lows dropping back into the 30s and lower 40s. For tomorrow, we'll start out with sunshine as that high pressure center remains in control, although in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, disturbance will drop in from southern Canada and across New England. This will bring an increase in clouds throughout our area by late tomorrow afternoon and into the evening, and we may even squeeze out a couple of scattered rain showers, especially across the higher terrain in western New England and eastern New York. Still, though, high temperatures tomorrow will be well up into the mid-70s. On Friday, any lingering clouds in the morning will dissipate and we'll have increasing sunshine, a touch on the cooler side, but still very nice and mild with highs around 70 before we bounce back into the middle 70s with a mix of sun and clouds for both weekend days. The nice mild to warm stretch of weather continues into next week with highs in the lower to mid 70s for both Monday and Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and there is the outside chance of a shower by Tuesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another round of winter-like weather is in store for the Central Rockies and adjacent plains. 1 to 2 feet of snow is forecast in the mountains of Colorado and Wyoming, with several inches in the adjacent high plains. The Denver area will see 4 to 7 inches of snow today and tonight. The storm will continue eastward, and rain today will transition to snow in the upper Midwest. In Minneapolis, 6 to 9 inches of snow will accumulate through tomorrow. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for these areas. And a heat advisory is in effect for the central coast of California, including San Francisco, with highs in the lower 90s. Just inland, readings will climb up toward the 100-degree mark. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Lake Yellowstone and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle to upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 86 set in 2001, and the record low 28 in 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds. A late-day shower possible, especially in the hills of western New England in the middle 70s. Leftover clouds on Friday morning, then sunshine with highs around 70 for Friday. Over the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds both days, mid-70s, partly sunny Monday, lower to mid-70s, and the risk of a shower Tuesday, otherwise a fair amount of sun, and highs again in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.